Epeka Rokawa Tait is a broadcaster, former head of New Zealand Women's Refuge, and something of a political commentator too. I thank you for joining us, Tuhine. Tēnā koe, Merepeka.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora. Thanks very much. Well, we're doing sort of reviews of 23, and there's a lot of nervousness, obviously, stepping through, and they're under urgency. It seems a lot of different legislation's being rolled back. All of it impacts our people in different ways. But I was intrigued as well to see Lady Tureiti and Janice Kuka saying that, you know, our people were never consulted about the dismantling of Te Aho Whaiora. Much of this is occurring right under our noses, and it is incredibly frustrating. What stands out for you about this year and some of the challenges that we are facing early next year, Merepeka?
Well, there's no doubt about it, Dale. When it's election year, you're very conscious of the fact that things could change, and indeed they have. And I think the significance of the changes that are going to be brought about by the government, I think we're aware of that. It could well be, I think, in some instances, worse than we thought. But, you know, for us in the mahi that we do, and particularly in the whānau order space, we're committed to ensuring that our people live the best lives they can. And that means if they do require support services, that they are delivered as soon as possible at the most appropriate time by the people that they trust. So you know, we are concerned. And it's not just in the services, health services. It's just about the changing nature that, or the changing of New Zealand culture that we see this government wanting to have a crack at. And so many people in New Zealand, both Tauiwi me Māori, they are concerned about where New Zealand might be heading.
Tēnā koe, are you aware of any funding cuts to the whānau order kaupapa that could be put in place?
No, I'm not. And I have to say that over the years, the national government in particular has been supportive of the mahi of whānau order. I mean, they are aware that our providers are iwi owned. Our providers work in the communities, in their own communities. They're the faces that have known. They've been there, you know, for such a long time. And so, and of course, obviously, Dale, prior to COVID, but certainly during COVID, during Gabrielle and the events that have happened this year, the climate change events that have happened this year, certainly we have proved our value, proved our worth, over and over again. So I'd like to think that the government, and of course don't forget we've got a coalition government of the three parties, I'd like to think that they all appreciate the work that we're doing. We've got significant issues and problems ahead of us, and they're not going to go away by thinking, well, let's look around for somebody else to do the mahi. You have to get, you've got to understand that the faces that are seen are the faces that are trusted in their communities.
Tēnā koe, Merepeka. Highs and lows of 23 from your perspective.
I think the highs were that, you know, there's no doubt about it, we are resilient. And that in every community, when there's a significant issue, there will always be people that step up. We do that, Māori do that automatically. But, you know, how long can people remain resilient if there's just one thing after another? So, but I have to take my hat off also to the grandparents around the country who, you know, they thought they were entering into the years where they could sort of kick back a wee bit. And for many of them, they've taken on the added responsibility of their mokapuna. And many of them have found that their financial resources are being stretched, but they won't let their mokapuna go into care. They won't let them go perhaps to whānau that have significant issues themselves. So, you know, there are just great people doing the best that they can with the resources they have in our communities. I take my hat off to them. For myself, Dale, I certainly didn't start the year thinking I might have a crack at going into Parliament. I wasn't successful. But again, if you don't agree with something, then put your hand up and have a go at changing things. So that's something else I can put on my CV, I guess.
As well as being a contestant in the Miss Rotorua pageant as well, and many other things. What about Women's Refuge? We know that this is a particularly vulnerable time for many families, sadly. A lot of guys haven't, work themselves from the inside and understand what triggers violent behaviour, but ultimately it's mums and it's kids who are the ones who are made to suffer when that remains unresolved. But facilities and funding has always been an issue for women's refuge, and we take our hat off to them for what will be a particularly busy time. What do you recall when you were at the head of that organisation?
Oh, this is definitely one of the busiest times of the year, and I suspect that many of the refuges would probably be pretty much, fully occupied now. So it is, we should try, particularly at this time of the year, understand that pressures do come on for our whānau. And of course, everybody likes to get merry at Christmas. But you need to pay. I would have to say that over the years, people either don't pace themselves with their alcoholic consumption, and of course the financial burden, because once Christmas is over, there's usually 2 or 3 weeks before the next paycheck comes in, and so people have stretched themselves financially, and then people just get together and crowded out and staying home with each other. Sometimes, these things all add to the pressures on top of now the cost of living situation that we've got in New Zealand. So it is a time when people just can blow their top, and unfortunately our nearest and dearest cop it. That should not be the case. And I would always say, look out for those. Make sure that if it's not your own family, and if your own family as well, look out for your sisters and your brothers and children and your cousins. Those, and if you see inappropriate behaviour, for goodness sake, call it out. Absolutely. If only we would do that. If we would just say, that's not on. Don't talk like that. You've had too much to drink. Certainly don't touch my mokapuna or don't touch my sister. We've got to call it out. And I would say to our men folk too, a real man doesn't have to touch his wife or touch a female to prove he's a real man. That is certainly not what a real man does. They take care of their whānau, they take care of their families, and certainly they speak up if they see a mate whose behaviour leaves a lot to be desired.
Tēnā koe. I think that's a kōrero for all of us to take note of. Merepeka, thanks again. It's been a pleasure to be broadcasting beside you and to stand and support the kaupapa that you advance. It's always got our people's interest at the core of it. So I wish you well across the summer and looking forward to getting back into the important mahi in the new year. Ngā manaakitanga, kia koe te tuhine.
Thank you so much, Dale, and to you and your family, a happy Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and a great start to 2024.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program today.